morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA report. Today, I'd like to start off and talk about a couple of our livestock disaster programs. So I ask you a couple of questions. Did you suffer any grazing losses on your pastures in 2012 or 2013 from the drought? Or have you suffered any excessive livestock death losses due to adverse weather during the 2012 or 2013 year, or even possibly 2014? If you answered yes to either of these questions, you may be eligible for some federal assistance through one of FSA's emergency assistance programs for livestock producers. You should give your FSA office a call and find out what the programs are for the types of losses that you had, and we can visit with you about them and get you started. I want to focus on the livestock forage program the most here today, because it is a program for grazing losses. So this is strictly for those producers who have grazing livestock. So livestock in feedlots is not going to qualify. But we have already been predetermined here in Audubon County to have a four-month drought loss for grazing livestock in 2012 and a one-month loss in 2013. So if you have livestock for grazing on pasture and you have not overstocked those pastures to the point where it gets factored down so much you would not receive a payment, just about every livestock producer in the county that has grazing livestock and pasture acres should be eligible for a payment from the Farm Service Agency. So with that, I'd like everybody to go ahead and contact your FSA office and get this process started. This is a good time for us. I know it's a bad time for you while you're out there in the fields, but maybe with the rain right now, you can at least get started with your FSA and get things rolling. I do also want to make everybody aware that these livestock programs will be paid at their full rate of the normal stocking rate and the normal livestock value up until September 30th. And after that, if you have not applied, it will be subject to the 7.2% sequestration enacted by Congress. So we'll need some documentation as far as the number and kind of head and weight range of the livestock that you normally graze or may have died. We could use some photographs of the livestock that have died. That can be supported with some birthing records or rendering receipt records for animals that might have been picked up or verified by a neighbor that may have come over and helped you with the deceased livestock, etc. So, again, anything that you can provide to us up front will be very helpful in completing that application. I'd also like to remind those CRP producers that some of you are probably getting your seeding establishments done here in the spring of 2014. And remember to gather those bills together and bring them in and turn them into the FSA office so we can process the cost share for you. Coming up before very long will be the primary nesting season, and remembering that those primary nesting season dates of May 15th through August 1st restrict you from doing anything out there on that CRP except doing any maintenance for weeds that must be taken care of because of the noxious weed laws, or etc. As usual, we always ask you to keep us abreast of all the farm and bank record changes that you make. This can also be a bank that maybe got sold and the name has changed, and so we need to know of that change. So again, any farm record changes, such as an estate or a trust or corporation or LLC or a change in operators, you need to keep your FSA apprised of that, so we can have those records changed so when you begin to do an application in our office, the records are current. And again, of course, power of attorneys, for those that can't find the time to get into our office, you're always eligible to designate a power of attorney to somebody else if you need them to take care of that for you. For husbands and wives, signature to authority policy here at our office and every FSA office is that spouses may sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and commodity credit unless we have received written notification from one spouse or another that that authority has been denied. So husbands and wives do not need the power of attorneys, but all others would. And also one last thing today, that if you are in need of special accommodations to enter into our office because of handicap accessibility, et cetera, just give us a call here at 712-563-4261, extension 2, and we will be glad to try to accommodate you so you can do your business in a reasonable fashion. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.